Well, I hadn't thought of the Siddur. I didn't think of the Siddur as something that should be included in Intro to Jewish Sources, because it was just so right in front of me. It was so obvious, you know, that you just didn't think, well, the Siddur, you know. But obviously, right, the Siddur, the prayer book, I mean, next to the Bible, this is the most central text of Judaism, the Siddur, you know. I mean, so how could we not talk about the Siddur? So when I thought of it, I thought, well, of course we're going to do the Siddur. So that's what we're doing tonight. And this is the right time to do it, because it's in the same sort of era of development as what we've already learned. What have we already learned? We learned the Mishnah, that's the oral law, right? We learned the Talmud, that's the Gemara, the commentary on the oral law. And we learned the Midrash, and that's the Bible study, the method of study that goes along with all of it. All right, so along with that same kind of pattern of development, at about the same time, we have the development of the Siddur. Yes, take a handout, right. And so I'm going to give you a crash course, not just on the Siddur, but a crash course on Jewish prayer tonight. All right, great. This is going to be fabulous. Maybe you already know all of this, and it's very familiar to you, but maybe you don't. So I don't know. So I don't know what to leave out or not, you know, so I just have to put it all in, okay? So what does Siddur mean? Siddur, it's one of those words that you hear all the time, Siddur. What is Siddur? Well, Siddur, it sounds like Seder to me. You know, like Passover Seder, Seder, Siddur, Siddur, Seder. You know, in Hebrew, it's the consonants that are the important thing, right? Well, it's the same consonants, and Seder means set order. Siddur means set order. It's the order of the prayers, the Siddur of the prayers, the order of the prayers. So the Siddur contains the order of the prayers for the different prayer services. Now, there's another book. Might as well just get this out of the way right away. Oh, I have some over here. Another book that's very much like the Siddur. In fact, it is a bunch of Siddurs, but they're all called Machzors, just to confuse you. Yes, we like to use different Hebrew words to make it more confusing. But a machzor is a festival Siddur. Machzor, the word machzor, means cycle. And the festivals come around on an annual cycle. And so that's why we call it a machzor, cycle. All right, so a machzor is the same as a Siddur, except it's a Siddur for a festival day. Does that make sense? Okay, good. All right, so let's start. What's that? You want to know what they are? All right, so this is Machzor for Yom Kippur. It's the most important one. Machzor for Rosh Hashanah, also very important. The rest you can kind of do without. The rest you could get by with just a regular Siddur. And you'll miss some things. You'll miss some stuff, but you would be okay without. Because you'll have festival prayers in your regular Siddur. So it's really the Rosh Hashanah and the Yom Kippur ones that you can't do without. But if you're going to get those two, why not just get the whole set? So then you also have a Pesach, that's Passover, for the 7 days of Passover. Sukkot, for the 8 days of Sukkot, includes Shemini Atzeret. Then, of course, Shavuot. Pentecost. All right, so that's your machzorim. A machzor is a special festival siddur. Great. So we're going to start with the whole concept of liturgical prayer. Actually, we'll take one step back from liturgical prayer and just start with the concept of times of prayer. Surprisingly, in most of Christianity, nobody knows about times of prayer anymore. Unless you're Catholic, or unless you're Eastern Orthodox. So, actually, in most of Christianity, people still know about times of prayer. It's just us. Right. It's just Protestants, and not even all Protestants. Because if you're Lutheran, you've still got the... You know, so it turns out that it's a very small segment of Christianity that doesn't know about set times of prayer. Incredibly, a very small bandwidth of Christian tradition that dispensed only recently with set times of prayer. But in every other Christian tradition, it's still there. And every Christian tradition, if you ask them and say, where did these set times of prayer come from? They will tell you, from Judaism. They come from Judaism, and they're connected with the Jewish set times of prayer. So, for example, the very first instance that I know of that you see a definite indication that there are set times of prayer are in the Psalms. When David is saying, I lift my prayer to you at the time of the morning incense and the morning sacrifice and these sorts of things. That's not accidental. That's not just metaphoric. Or how about Daniel in Babylon? Yeah. When the temple is destroyed and he's out there in captivity, in exile, and he's praying towards Jerusalem. Even though the temple's destroyed and Jerusalem's destroyed, he's praying toward Jerusalem. How many times a day? 3 times a day. And his enemies know when to watch for him. They know what time of day he's going to be praying. He prays these set times of prayer. So where does this concept of set time of prayer come from? It comes from Numbers chapter 28. And because we have so much material to cover tonight, I'm not going to look up these passages, but they're on your sheet and you can look them up yourself. Okay, so Numbers chapter 28 is one place. There's other, also we find it in Exodus and a few places. Also in Leviticus, come to think of it. But the idea is the continual burnt offering. Okay, in the temple. There's all sorts of sacrifices you bring, right? Bring a sacrifice for this, sin offering, guilt offering, you know, Pesach offering, peace offering, all these different sacrifices. You might get the idea that you just bring them and just willy-nilly kind of offer these sacrifices whenever, whoever, like maybe first come, first serve. It doesn't work that way at all. Instead, everything is highly orchestrated. God is a God of detail down to these exacting measures and standards. And this is all, you know, all detailed in the scriptures. And so he says there's an appointed time. He calls it a moed, just like a festival. An appointed time for sacrifice. And then he tells us what the sacrifice is. A lamb in the morning and a lamb in the afternoon. These are the two sacrifices. The first lamb is put on the altar and it's left burning on the altar, and then you can bring whatever other sacrifices you have to bring throughout the day. And then at the end of the day, when you're ready to close up the temple for the night, another lamb is sacrificed and put on the altar, and that's left burning all through the night. So, a lamb in the morning around sunrise, and a lamb in the afternoon around the ninth hour, which is roughly equivalent to 3 o'clock, 3 p.m. These are the times of sacrifice. And it's not just you didn't just bring sacrifices just for the sake of bringing sacrifices. This is a worship of Hashem. A sacrifice is a big prayer with hooves and horns. That's what it is. In fact, sacrifices were brought with the accompaniment of music and psalms. The whole book of Psalms, well, not the whole book, but most of the book of Psalms seems to be written as like the hymnal of the temple to accompany the sacrificial services. So you brought prayers at the time of sacrifice, right? And so you have that establishes a time of morning prayer to go with the morning sacrifice and a time of afternoon prayer to go with the afternoon sacrifice. I think of Elijah over there on Mount Carmel when he says, he looks around, he sees the prophets of Baal have failed and they're pretty much done. And he looks around, it's already, he looks at the sun and he says, it's about mincha time. And that's what it says. It says, and it was the time of the mincha. And so he says, you know, bring down your fire, and whoosh, the fire comes down. Yeah, so that's an example. Anyway, so but here's the problem. If If we hook up the sacrifices with the times of prayer, we've only got two times of prayer, right? Morning and afternoon. But how many times of prayer are there? There's three. Okay, so here's the other part of this. And this is a mystery, and we're going to solve it tonight just by adding some historical detail. But here's the other part of these times of prayer. The central creed of Judaism is the Shema. Hear, O Israel, right? Shema Israel. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength. These commandments I give you today, be on your hearts, teach them diligently to your children and so forth. When you sit in your home, when you walk on the way. And then here's the big part, the important part that establishes frames of time. When you lie down and when you get up. When you lie down, that's nighttime. When you get up, that's morning. And so, in Jewish tradition, there was this question of, well, how do you, it says that we shall, these shall be on our lips and we shall talk about them. And it says we shall, so how do you do that? We said, well, let's recite these passages in the morning when you get up and in the evening when you lie down. And so this established another rhythm of prayer. So now you had two rhythms going, boom, 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 over here, chakrit. Right? Shakrit Minka, Shakrit Minka, Shakrit Minka. That's morning, afternoon, morning, afternoon, morning, afternoon. Over here we got the Shema going. Morning, evening, morning, evening, morning, evening. Right? Yeah. All right. So, what's going to happen is with this rhythm, the Shakrits are going to hit together, right? So you're going to get... It's going to be more like this. Shakrit Minka Mariv. Shakrit Minka Mariv, right? I got that messed up. But you get the idea. I'm no drummer. Shakrit incorporated the Shema. And so the Shema, the recitation of the Shema, became associated with that morning sacrifice. But not at Mincha. You ever notice we don't say the Shema at Mincha? That's why. Yeah. Okay.
Can I just ask a question? Maybe you're going to get to this.
Yes.
So when you say... There's three times of prayer.
Yes.
So do you just like pray or do you say what you were just saying?
Oh, right. Well, we're going to get to that. Yeah, okay. We're going to get to that. It's liturgical.
Right.
It's liturgical.
Okay.